Okay, is everyone here? We're still waiting for Bubba J, of course.
Previously on 6 Minutes.
You wanted to see me, Mr. President?
Yes, Jack, I did. We have reliable intel that within the next 24 hours, there will be a terrorist attack on American soil.
He looks dead.
I know, because he is. But he's not. It's complicated. Anyway, somehow he got in through the U.S.-Mexican border. Hard to believe because it's so damn secure.
Who's that?
That's his coyote on a stick. The target's name is Ahmed, and he plans to blow up the place in America with the most, as he calls them, infidels. Las Vegas.
I'll do everything in my power to stop him. I give you my word, Mr. President.
Why are you talking like that? Just use your normal voice.
Really?
I am telling you, oh great leader, this Las Vegas looks like hell on earth! Look at all these infidels! I kill you! Huh? Okay, I'm going in.
Damn it, we're running out of time.
No, they're 3 hours ahead of us in Vegas.
You idiot, they're 3 hours behind us.
Oh, I always get that wrong.
I've never seen anything so vile as these sinful, corrupt, horrible city of Las Vegas. Save yourselves! Do not come here! Your eyes will burn! My eyes!
The burkas here in Las Vegas are very short.
Shots fired.
Be careful, Jack.
I'm going in. Oh, sorry, guys. My bad.
Asshole.
Peanut, where did you send me?
What? No, I am telling you, do not come here. I am being forced to watch uncovered females. Did you know that women have 2 eyebrows?
Shh.
What? You shush. I am not talking. I am on the phone.
Mr. President, our target has activated a nuclear warhead just outside of Las Vegas. We have to dismantle that missile.
I'll get my best man on it. Well, I'm on it. Now what? I win!
It must be because I brought my lucky virgin-like woman.
I've acquired the target. I have the shot.
They have laser tag at Planet Hollywood too? I love this place.
Are we clear?
Abort!
Jack, repeat, abort! Ahmed is not the target!
And who's trying to blow up Vegas?
Damn you, Jack Durham!
It was you all along trying to blow up Las Vegas? Why?
My wife was going there for the weekend, and this is my last chance for freedom.
Don't listen to him, Jack.
He's not the president!
Damn it! I would have gotten away with this if it wasn't for you meddling kids. But I can still do this!
Uh-oh.
Mom?
Welcome to Las Vegas, Mr. President.
Time for the show to start!
Walter, where's the wife?
At a birthday party.
Whose?
Hers.
Shouldn't you be there?
I already said no on the Evite. I want to watch the game.
Oh, come on. How about YouTube and epic fail compilations?
What?
You know, idiot stunts gone wrong, and it's always, my balls.
That's entertainment to you.
Yes.
You know, I finally have a chance to watch a game in silence, and now you're going to ruin it.
I'll shut up. Hey, I was just on the internet and discovered something I could not believe.
CNN?
No. Have you ever heard of the Mandela Effect?
No, I have not. And I don't need to know.
It's the unexplained phenomenon where you remember something a certain way, but in fact, it never happened.
That would be Alzheimer's.
Oh, you worried you might get that?
No, I'm worried Jeff might. Then we're all screwed.
But the Mandela thing. People claim it's because of a parallel universe or that time travelers have altered things in the past.
Okay, like in the Terminator, but without robots or explosions.
Yes, but important stuff, like movie quotes and cartoon characters.
Oh... Someone please kill me.
They call it the Mandela Effect because some people swear Nelson Mandela died in prison when in fact he did not. Mandela Effect.
Whatever.
I'm going to ask you a series of questions.
Please don't.
At the end of The Empire Strikes Back, what does Darth Vader say to Luke?
Luke, I am your father.
No, he does not. He says, no, I am your father. Mandela Effect.
Wait a minute, are you sure?
Yes. Hey, in the game of Monopoly, does Mr. Pennybags, the banker, wear a monocle?
Of course he does.
No, he does not wear a monocle. Mandela Effect.
Hey, so does this mean it's possible I thought I was married, but I'm not?
No, you're still married.
Oh, shit.
Hey, here's another one. Spell Oscar Mayer.
Hold on. Let me do that song. My Babylonia, the first name is O-S-C-A-R. My Babylonia is the second name. M-E-Y-E-R.
Mandela Effect. You just said M-E-Y-E-R. But in fact, it's M-A-Y-E-R.
Tell me if I spell this right. F-U-C.
Okay, okay. Fine, fine. I'll stop. Let's watch the game.
Hey, what the hell? Something's changed about you.
What? What are you talking about? The Mandela Effect. Is this world really what you think it is? Or is it something completely different?
It's time for dinner!
Sorry, Dad.
So, all week long, Jeff has been playing old Huey Lewis songs. Then today, he shows up in this, a 1982 DeLorean. This guy loves the 80s. Anyway, he said we're going to take some kind of trip. I don't know. Here we go. Whoa, 1982. This car smells like Cyndi Lauper. So, what are we doing?
We have a DeLorean. We're going back to the future.
Back to the future?
Yeah, like in the movie. You know, they got the DeLorean, got up to 88 miles per hour, and went back.
How far back?
I don't know. I don't remember. I'm not that much of a geek. Here we go. 85? 87? There's 88! Peanut? Peanut?
Da-da-da!
Hi, everybody. Jeff Dunham, sitting here in my shop, and next to me is the guy who is going to be the next addition to the show. I have been creating him the last few weeks during the pandemic when we're all in self-isolation, but he is here today to help me introduce a video. And this video is from a few years ago, but I've tagged on something to the end that's going to make it new and different and fun, and I don't know. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? Okay, anyway, watch the video. It's a lot of fun. And then at the end is something that comes from the early 80s. It's me doing a car commercial in Tyler, Texas, and it has a Star Wars theme to it as well. I think you'll enjoy it.
Read the card, please.
I'm a Jedi Knigatit.
That's Jedi Knight.
No, I'm not.
I have been waiting for you, Obi-Wan.
It's Obi-Wan. Could you do it again, please?
What?
Is it not the droid you're looking for?
Seriously? Why do I always have to play the furry guy? This sucks!
What's my motivation here?
Do or do not. There is no try, senor.
Abracadabra. Shazam! Almost. Almost got it.
Use the force, dumbass.
Luke! I am your father. Luke, I am your father.
You're not my father. You're my uncle's cousin's brother, and they got divorced, so you're nothing to me.
It's use the force, Luke.
Use the force, dumbass. Was that better?
Who gives a dog a gun? Seriously, really?
Holy crap, this turban is heavy.
These are not the droids you're looking for. Yes, they are. No, they're not. Yes, they are. No, they're not.
You know your mother chose that name, Luke. I wanted to call you Steve.
I am a Jedi, honesty.
Princess Leia is my sister?
Come to the dark side, because if you don't, I kill you. Welcome to the Star Wars Cantina. Get your shit and get out.
He doesn't actually say, I kill you?
Yes, he does.
This is fun, but, you know, a shotgun works better.
May the force be with you, senor.
Could you read that line one more time, just with a little more energy?
May the force be with you, senor.
Obi-Wan has taught you well. Wait, wouldn't that be Obi-Wan has taught you good? Isn't that it? I felt a great disturbance in the force. That's better. Can I kill someone now? Seriously.
May the force be with you.
Chewbacca doesn't have lines.
Whatever.
Oh, my arm! Ow! Ow! Dad, no!
When do I get to start killing people? You got the Death Star, you got your light sticks, you got the freaking force. Why not just the bomb? All done. Genius.
I think I need to go to the doctor because this has been out for more than 4 hours. Cut.
Straight. You want me to play a white dude? Oh, hell no.
I'm now sitting here with Jack and James. These are actual real people. So, guys, have you seen Star Wars before?
Mm-hmm.
You've watched Star Wars?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've watched it in here together, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you remember the character that you liked the most?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
The alien.
The alien. Well, that's E.T. That's different. Okay. But right now, guys, we're going to show something that's embarrassing. You know what embarrassing is? It's where you don't want people to see it. Yeah, yeah. So we're going to show a video from when I was in college at Baylor University, but I would drive to Tyler, Texas, and shoot commercials for courtesy Pontiac and Datsun, and every week they would have a different theme. And this particular week, it was Star Wars themed. So here's me and my dummy Archie from 1980 or 81, and, well, enjoy, and it's embarrassing.
Yeah, you got that right, Circuit Board Breath.
Yeah, well, Archie, what's the matter with R2-D2?
What are you, some kind of droid or something? R2-D2 is excited. How come? He's blown a circuit. Why? Because courtesy Pontiac and Datsun strikes back.
That's right. And we're having car wars,
and he's excited because our prices are so low here at courtesy Pontiac and Datsun.
That's right.
And my name is Archie Skywalker, and this is Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I see, yeah.
And folks, let me show you some fantastic cars we got on sale. Look at this, a 1980 Pontiac Firebird,
only $63.66.
Fantastic. And look at this, a 1980 Pontiac Sunbird, $115 down
and $115 a month for 48 months.
And look at this, same car, $4,466, or a Datsun D210. And looky there, R2-D2. Holy Chewbacca, gee whiz. Well, there he goes with high prices. That's courtesy of Pontiac and Datsun
right here in Tyler.
Southwest Loop 323
right here in Big Tyler.
Come on out, bring your lightsaber with a fantastic money and get a fantastic car from us.
Scene 43A, take one. And action.
What movie is this again?
The Fast and Furious franchise.
We get french fries? Hey, before we go any further, did you know that Vin Diesel's real name is Vin Number?
Scene 42, take one.
Action. I live my life a quarter pounder at a time.
No, Dom says I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Oh, I don't know how Dom lives his life, but I like hamburgers and cheeseburgers, especially ones that are made fast and furious. Hey, can my contract say that I have first dibs on all roadkill? Good eating.
All right, Bubba, you're driving, and
I'm not driving. I'm sitting still. This is so fake. I mean, if I'm driving, shouldn't I have a beer? This is what I'm talking about. Why is there blue everywhere? Oh, is this the Fast and the Furious where they run over the Smurfs?
It's for the special effects.
My mama said I was special. Special effects?
We're gonna put it in later.
That's what she said. I live my life a six-pack at a time.
No.
A keg at a time? A fifth of whiskey at a time. I'm making a left turn. Woo!
Camera is rolling and the Farts and the Furious.
You fell for it. See what I wrote on that thing? Ahmed is furious. Guess which one I am. It's getting kind of iffy in here. Can I still do this movie with a suspended license?
Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious.
C43. Take me. Jinx, buy me a beer. Who are you anyway? You know, there's been like 23 Fast and Furiouses. There was Fast and Furious and Tokyo and Furious. I think the next one should be the Furial Fastness. Fast Fur. The Furry Fast Feral Furious. The Fingered Furious Furry Foxes. That's perfect. Look out! The car is rolling upside down and it's gonna land on its wheels and keep going. Yay, here I am. Yay, and ooh, look out for the bad guys and you're gonna shoot at me. And oh, they shot my car like a million times, but miraculously in the next scene there's no holes in it. Here we go, yeah! I'd go see that. Hey, did you know Vin Diesel's real name is Vin? Is this gonna be over?
Can we cut?
Silence!